From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Over the past few weeks, drivers and residents have likely noticed city crews working on Myrtle Avenue at the intersection of 8th Street. The activity prompted by a rapidly developing sinkhole there. After much work to determine a cause, it was determined that a storm drain line deep beneath Myrtle Avenue had partially collapsed. A video inspection of the culvert revealed multiple joint and other failures in the nearly 100-year-old pipe. In order to protect the roadway and critical infrastructure within it, the city will be abandoning the pipe and installing a new, larger pipe adjacent to it. The new culvert will be designed and sized to accommodate large storm events and provide for fish passage. Due to the size and depth of the new culvert, the construction operation will require the full width of Myrtle Avenue to be excavated. Rather than close the road and detour traffic onto other city streets, the city's decided to build a temporary bypass road around the construction site. Upon completion of the bypass, road construction will begin on the installation of the new culvert. Late last week, Eureka PD responding to a reported domestic violence incident that had just taken place. As a result, probable cause was developed for the arrest of 31-year-old Shelton Cry of Eureka. They got information that he was at a residence on the 700 block of West Harris Street in Eureka. Officers went there and tried to take him into custody. He was in the front yard of the location. When they tried to contact him, he fled. A struggle ensued, and while officers tried to pull Cry's hand out from his waist area, it was discovered that he had a firearm concealed in the front waistband of his pants. Officers were eventually able to take him into custody. He's being held on $50,000 bail. Friday morning, officers with the Eureka PD responded to a motel on the 2800 block of Broadway for a reported carjacking that had taken place. Upon arrival, a victim there explained that he had just visited a person at the hotel and was sitting in his vehicle when he was approached by two subjects. One of them had a firearm. Out of fear for his safety, the victim turned over cash and the suspects took his vehicle, a 2016 Toyota Tundra, license plate number 02198A2. The vehicle last seen traveling southbound on Broadway. The suspect described as a white male, early to mid-30s, about 6 feet tall, wearing a black sweatshirt with a black beanie and gray sweatpants. The suspect had a small patch of whiskers below his bottom lip and had a handgun. The second, white male, early to mid-20s, about 5'10", a black baseball cap with a teal brim, a blue hoodie and tan pants. Humboldt County Library developing a strategic plan that will position the library to be a vital partner in the community for years to come. There's a survey up at opentownhall.com. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.